Chapter 1. Portents and Arrivals. Out amid the chopping waves of the Strait of Winds, the sails of an approaching message cutter burned bloody carmine in the day's last light. Temper set his spear against the battlement wall of Mock's Hold and looked out over the edge of the stone crenel. 100 fathoms below, the cliff swept down into froth and a roll of breakers. He glanced over his shoulder to the grey barrel wall of the inner keep. Its slit windows shone gold. Shadows moved within. He muttered into the wind,
"Trapped between Hood and the damned abyss."
What could there possibly be for an Imperial official, a woman, and Imperial fist at this backwater post? He nearly jumped the first ship out when she'd arrived on the island 3 days ago. But he'd managed to drown that urge in the dark ale at Coop's Hanged Man Inn. None of this, he told himself over and over, had anything more to do with him. He stretched and winced. The surprisingly chill evening had revived the twinge of an old back injury, a javelin thrust many years past. A seven-city skirmisher had ruined the best hauberk he'd ever owned, as well as come damn close to killing him. The wound had never healed right. Perhaps it was time again to see that young army medicer, Seal. He scratched his chin and wondered whether it was bad luck to recall Death's Brush when the sun was lowering. He'd ask Corin if he saw her. Just 3 days ago, he'd stood with hundreds of others at the harbour wall to watch the Imperial official disembark. Cries of surprise had run up and down the streets as first light revealed the blue-black sails and equally dark-tarred hull of a Malazan man-of-war anchored in the bay. Only too well did men and women of the city remember their last visitors, elements of the Third Army rendezvousing with recruits and enforcing the Imperial Regent's new edict against Majory. The riots that followed engulfed a quarter of the town in flames. News of the ship's arrival had drawn Temper up the narrow staircase at Coop's. Finished shaving, he tossed a towel over his shoulder and ambled down to Front Way. He squinted between warehouses to the harbour and the bay beyond. Angie, Coop's serving girl and sometime mistress, came labouring up the way carrying twin buckets of water.